Welcome to the EFL Podblog. Join us at www.eflpodblog.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes.
Hi Louise.
Hi Sue.
Right, I know you've had a really interesting, well I should say an unusual musical experience, so can you talk us through that?
Yeah. Well, it was last summer. Ian Gillan, you know, the lead singer of Deep Purple, they're amazingly still touring after all this time.
Yeah.
Having seen them at 15 myself, yeah. You know, which is a little while ago.
Yeah.
And so they were going to make an attempt on the Guinness Book of Records. And this is the attempt to play the same song with as many guitarists as possible, and they were hoping to get together 10,000 guitarists, and it's
what?
Called Guitars on the Beach.
Right, so did this happen, where did this happen?
So this is in Lyme Regis.
Oh, Lyme Regis, and why on earth did they choose Lyme Regis?
Well,
is it a big beach or something?
Oh, the beach is quite nice, but not huge, no. Ian Gillan lives there.
Oh, right, okay.
And he really
okay.
likes to support the local community.
Okay, yeah.
And so he broke off a tour in America, especially to come back for a long weekend to perform in his own hometown, as it were.
Right, and yeah. So how many guitars did you say?
Well, in the end, I know they were hoping to get around 10,000, and don't quote me on this, I'm not quite sure how many it was, but they got the record.
Yeah.
And so this was due to start at, sort of, I think it was 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And of course, you know, we sort of got up a bit late that day.
That's quite late.
Yeah, well, you know, night out the night before.
Yeah.
And so I suggested to my partner, I said, hey, you know, let's go in and see and get, oh no, too much traffic, no, can't do that. I said, but we have a kayak. We could paddle across the bay. We were staying in the next town along from Lyme Regis. So I suppose it's about 3 or 4 miles across
the water.
The water.
Yeah.
So I thought that'd be kind of, you know, cool to kayak in there. So we set off on the kayak. The only thing is, when you look at a distant point, you know, and it's actually seemed quite close.
Yeah.
Of course, the closer you get, the further away you are.
Yeah.
And in the middle, I said to Tim, cool, you know, I'm getting a bit tired. So we had a bit of an argument then in the middle of the sea. Anyway, we decided to carry on regardless, you know,
okay.
But he had to do a lot more paddling than me.
Yeah.
And as we were coming into towards the beach, you could really begin to hear the noise and stuff. And they'd been practicing before.
I was going to say, so the noise, it wasn't actually the song you were hearing, it was the warm-up, the practice.
Yeah. You imagine however many thousands of guitars
there were on the beach. Say 10,000,
okay.
we'll check on this
later. We'll check on this, I think you
want
to.
Yeah.
And of course, yes, they were practicing, because having said they were going to start at 3 o'clock, it was now 5 o'clock.
Okay, yeah.
And so they were really, really warmed up.
Yeah.
So as we're paddling in towards this beach, and these thousands of people, it was an amazing sight. We paddled past some platforms, and I thought, oh, wow, they're going to do fireworks or something. This is nice. You know, it was Lifeboat Week. This is what they do in Lyme Regis. And suddenly, as we're passing this first platform, only about maybe 20 feet away, they lit these smoke cones. So I thought, hang on a minute, smoke on the water, fire in the sky. There we were.
Oh,
and we kayaked into this concert, this free concert on the beach, under the smoke. So it was a great moment.
And of course, and the song is called
Smoke
on the Water.
Followed by Fire in the Sky.
Oh, fantastic. So that was a really fantastic experience. Well, what we'll do now, we'll go straight to the Guinness Book of Records and check it out.
Good idea.
Well, great. Great experience. Thanks for that, Louise.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Join us again on www.eflpoplog.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes.